You're listening to Business English Pod, the Business English Podcast for professionals on the move. Welcome back again to Business English Pod, and the second in our two-part series on clarifying. In BEP 34, we talked about clarifying what was said. For example, what did you just say? I didn't catch that. In today's show, we'll look at clarifying what was meant. For example, what do you mean by that? Or, what I'm trying to say is, clarifying the meaning is an important part of all communication because it helps us avoid misunderstanding. Today's listening comes from Swiftwire, a startup technology company. A startup is a new company. Michael is the founder of Swiftwire. Founder means he's the one who started the company. He's talking to two colleagues, Ryan, the chief technology officer, and Rachel, the marketing director. They're discussing the recent launch of a new product line. While you listen, pay attention to the language they use to clarify meaning.
The news isn't great, I'm afraid. I know all of us had very high expectations for the launch, but we're going to have to come to grips with the situation.
Sorry, but I don't quite see what you mean. What are you getting at?
Well, Rachel, what I'm saying is, we've had a closer look at the numbers, and it isn't pretty.
I see. So in other words, you're saying it's been a complete failure? Is that right?
That would be one way of looking at it. I prefer to see it as a challenge. But to salvage this situation, we really have our work cut out for us.
What exactly do you mean by salvage? Do you think we are going to have to scrap the whole product line?
I'm afraid so. Actually, I'm thinking about how to salvage the company. It's going to take everything we have just to keep this company afloat.
Is it really that bad? I mean, we do have strong investor support, don't we?
Let me make sure I understand what you mean. You're asking if our investors will stay with us through this. Is that right?
Yeah, that's right. I mean, they've been very enthusiastic from the beginning. There's always going to be a few problems along the way.
Well, unfortunately, it's not that simple. They want to know who is going to take responsibility for this mess. They want to see some major adjustments, you see.
Wait a second. What do you mean by adjustment? We're not talking about redundancies here, are we?
Actually, it's funny you should mention that, Rachel. You know, no one has contributed more to this project than you have, and we all really appreciate that.
It doesn't look so good for Rachel, does it? Let's go through the dialogue together and look at the language that the three colleagues use to clarify what they say. Also, along the way, we'll take a look at some of the idioms they use. Listen to the beginning again.
The news isn't great, I'm afraid. I know all of us had very high expectations for the launch, but we're going to have to come to grips with the situation.
What does it mean to come to grips with the situation? To grip something is to hold something tightly in your hand. To come to grips with is an idiom that means to fully understand or accept a difficult situation. So, Michael is preparing everyone for bad news. But Michael's statement is a little bit unclear, isn't it? Another way to say unclear is vague. It's open to interpretation. To understand better, Rachel asks for clarification.
Sorry, but I don't quite see what you mean. What are you getting at?
What exactly are you getting at is a useful expression to clarify meaning when something is vague. You could also say,
what exactly do you mean by that?
Sorry, what do you mean by that?
I don't quite see what you mean. Could you be a little more specific?
Sorry, I'm not with you. Could you explain what you mean?
Sorry, I don't follow you. Could you run through that again?
Sorry, that wasn't totally clear to me. What exactly are you driving at?
Okay, let's get back to the dialogue. Remember, Rachel has just asked for clarification. How does Michael respond?
Well, Rachel, what I'm saying is, we've had a closer look at the numbers, and it isn't pretty.
Michael uses the phrase, "what I'm saying is," to clarify his meaning. He doesn't need to say this, but perhaps it gives him a little time to think. There are many other expressions he could use. For example,
I think what I'm getting at is that...
What I mean to say is that...
To make a long story short...
Now, when Michael says the numbers aren't pretty, he's still being very vague, isn't he? Ryan decides to use his own words to check.
I see. So in other words, you're saying it's been a complete failure? Is that right?
What is Ryan doing? First, he acknowledges Michael by saying, "I see." Then he checks back. So in other words, then he confirms. Is that right? Acknowledge, check back, and confirm. Let's practice that.
I just think it's been really hard. And, well, you know, it's not the best way to do things.
Uh-huh. Let me make sure I understand what you mean. You're saying that this is just not going to work, right?
Well, let's see. I think it's just time to try something different.
Okay. Let me get this straight. What you mean is that we've got to invent a new strategy. Have I got that right?
It's important that we keep the quality high at any cost.
I understand. So we're not going to put profit before quality. Am I correct?
Acknowledging, checking back, and confirming are useful skills. They can be used for simple things, like checking a phone number, as well as more complex things, like making sure you understand a vague customer demand. Now, Ryan has just asked Michael if he thinks the project was a complete failure, right? So, how does Michael reply?
That would be one way of looking at it. I prefer to see it as a challenge. But to salvage this situation, we really have our work cut out for us.
Salvage means to save. To have your work cut out for you means that you have a lot of work to do. So, Michael thinks the project can be saved, but it's going to take hard work. Isn't it interesting how Michael is negotiating with his colleagues about how to look at the situation? When Ryan asks if the project is a failure, Michael says, "That would be one way of looking at it, but I prefer to see it as a challenge." While clarifying, we're not always just trying to make something clear. Sometimes, we're also trying to get people to see things, aren't we? This is negotiating the meaning. Listen to another example.
I think he's hard to work with.
That's one way of looking at it. I think he's impossible.
So back in our dialogue, Michael has just said that it's going to take a lot of hard work to salvage the situation. How does Rachel respond?
What exactly do you mean by salvage? Do you think we are going to have to scrap the whole product line?
Rachel asks if the project will need to be scrapped. To scrap something is to throw it away. Notice that she asks for clarification about a specific word, salvage. She says, "What exactly do you mean by salvage?" This is a good phrase for asking about a single word or expression. Here are some other phrases you can use.
Could you just go over what you mean by a big change?
Sorry, I don't understand exactly what you mean when you say come to grips.
Can we just go back for a moment to what you said about timing? I'm not quite sure what you mean by as soon as possible.
Let's get back to the dialogue again. Remember, Rachel has just asked Michael what he means by salvage. Does he mean that the product will need to be scrapped?
I'm afraid so. Actually, I'm thinking about how to salvage the company. It's going to take everything we have just to keep this company afloat.
Michael says it's going to take everything they have, all of their effort, just to keep the company afloat. Afloat means floating, like a boat. It's going to take a lot of hard work to keep the company from sinking or going out of business. Notice how Michael uses actually. This is a way of introducing something that is new or surprising. Michael is not just worried about salvaging the project. Actually, he's worried about the whole company. This is another way of clarifying the meaning. Listen to another example.
So what you're getting at is that we need to get a new computer system right away.
Sorry, that's not exactly what I'm saying. Actually, I think we can use the current system a little while longer.
Finally, let's look back at the end of the dialogue. Michael has just said that there needs to be some adjustments, some changes, in the way they do things.
Wait a second. What do you mean by adjustment? We're not talking about redundancies here, are we?
What does Rachel mean by redundancies? This is a nice way to talk about laying off or dismissing employees. Redundant means repeated or extra. To make people redundant means to dismiss them because their job no longer exists. So, redundancies refers to dismissals from work. When Rachel asks whether there are going to be redundancies, she is asking whether anyone is going to get fired. How does Michael reply?
Actually, it's funny you should mention that, Rachel. You know, no one has contributed more to this project than you have, and we all really appreciate that.
It's funny you should mention that is a way of directing the conversation. Here, funny means coincidental, something that happens by chance. This phrase refers to what someone just said in order to change or build on the topic. Listen to another example.
I just ran into George in the elevator after he met with the boss. He looked a little nervous.
Really? It's funny you should mention that. I mean, I saw his manager just now, and he was looking pretty angry. I wonder what's going on.
So in our dialogue, it sounds like Michael is using the chance that Rachel gives him to bring up the subject of firing someone. Who do you think it's going to be? If I were Rachel, I'd be pretty nervous. Well, that's it for today's show. We've looked at a variety of ways to clarify what we mean, including asking for clarification, acknowledging, checking back, confirming, and negotiating the meaning. We've also looked at a wide range of useful idioms. Thanks for listening, and see you next time. Want to get more out of Business English Pod? Then go to www.businessenglishpod.com and sign up as a premium member. Premium members can access detailed study notes and the new phrase cast to practice all the useful language we featured today.